Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. It didn't take long after I was married to accept that I had virtually no practical skills. I scarcely knew which end to hold a hammer. A few years later, however, while teaching in Oakland, California, I became acquainted with a colleague whose husband, Arnold, was a cabinet maker. One day they invited me to visit them at their home in nearby Orinda, where I was able to see Arnold's large workshop. After the visit, we decided that during the summer vacation, I would spend time with Arnold as his boy Friday, so I could learn a few tricks of the trade while helping him transport cabinets and generally assisting him. The arrangement worked out well. Arnold was a kind, patient, congenial, and highly skilled craftsman. He was a happy man, too, who would sing as he worked. His favorite was King of the Road. Now, Arnold asked me to buy a 13-ounce Miller Falls hammer, a few other tools, and a carpenter's belt. He showed me how to sink nails at an angle, how to hide them, how to use a template, how to measure twice and cut once, and how to respect the wood that we were working on, which was mostly ash. I learned all kinds of practical skills from him in a short time. Now, behind our house in nearby Lafayette was the perfect space to build an extra room that could serve as an office come guest room. So I plucked up courage to ask Arnold to help me with the enterprise. He threw it back on me, suggesting I take on the project myself and he would be my consultant. So I did. First, I had to draw plans and get them approved, Arnold advising me regarding the building code. Once the plans were approved, I asked what was next, and he told me to dig the footing for the three sides of the structure, the fourth wall being the rear wall of the garage. Then he had me make forms of the concrete foundations and place rebars in position to reinforce the concrete footing. Next, I had to place vertical bolts, which would stick up above the foundation to permit me eventually to screw horizontal 2x4s in place to form the base of the walls. Next, Arnold told me to put down a membrane inside the area to prevent any dampness from rising, and on top of that, to pour in and level wheelbarrow loads of gravel until the surface was horizontal and 6 inches below the top of the perimeter boards. After that, came a truckload of cement, which several friends helped me to smooth out to form a slab. So now I had a perfect flat floor, and the fun part began where I was working with wood. Arnold had me build the three walls with 2x4-inch studs and to use plywood sheets for the outside walls. He continued to be my guide every step of the way. He showed me how to do the electrical wiring and to position 4 heavy beams to support the flat roof, covering them with 2x8-inch planks. I installed a window at the end of the room, a door to the garage, and a sliding glass door that opened onto the patio. I placed insulation between the studs, nailed on the plasterboard walls, taped the cracks, painted, and voila, we had a beautiful extra room. I then called in a tar and gravel roofer to roof the entire house, which tied in the new room, making it look as though it had always been there. And thanks to Arnold's instructions, my dream became a reality. Job done. Now, 57 years later, I sometimes think about Arnold and how he guided me through the construction process to completion, because my life is still under construction. Perhaps yours is too. We've learned a lot on life's journey, but unlike my new room, we're not the finished product yet. In fact, we have been under construction from the day we were born. We have learned from parents and teachers, colleagues, spouses, pastors, experiences, and books, to name a few sources. And when it comes to books, in Sunday school we used to sing, the best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. Most born-again believers in Jesus as Savior and Lord make it a practice to set aside a quiet time each day to study a portion of the Bible and to pray. It's part of our construction process. This becomes a precious resource, informing our thoughts, our speech, and behavior. We don't drift downstream through life, but seek to make life choices that please our Creator and our Redeemer. We never arrive at perfection in this life, of course, but as the country preacher declared, I ain't what I ought to be, and I ain't what I'm going to be, but thank God I ain't what I used to be. The Bible teaches me how to live. Perhaps it does as much for you too. We're still under construction after all, right? And thank you for tuning in to Village Church Connections.